17. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, and of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. I hope that you will view the guest lineup for this program at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the year, month, and day. Please also visit Screening Sandy Hook for my articles regarding Sandy Hook, psych drugs, and related topics. I haven't published much lately as I'm writing another book. Anyway, consider subscribing to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs. And, of course, there are the RBN archives. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's Wooly's Blogspot, or wooliesblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You might do that in one of three ways. Just call 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or just send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Alrighty, our guest, the very first hour today, is Dr. Nicholas Kahlerstrom. He is the author of Breaking the Spell, The Holocaust, Myth and Reality, published in December 2014. He is also the author of Terror on the Tube, Behind the Veil of 7-7, and Investigation, which came out in 2011, and other books and articles. His website is whatreallyhappened.info, and you simply must visit this website. It is just absolutely full of wonderful information about the Holocaust. And the Holocaust is a big farce. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back here again, Diana.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you, as always. And I love your book, and I have it, the Kindle version, and I have it all marked up.
Oh, great. Well, it's got loads of good reviews in different continents. I think it's got over 50 Amazon reviews. I do feel it is quite successful, although it's a controversial subject. I hope I took a calm and factual and scientific approach to the subject that enables people to get into it without fear or without feeling guilty. And we just want to know what really happened in those labour camps all those years ago. I feel if you look at all the positive reviews on Amazon, you know, Dana, I feel quite pleased with what I managed to do then.
It is wonderful. I mean, you sacrificed a lot when you started to look into this,
I certainly did. I mean, my career as a science historian was basically terminated. I can't submit articles now as a science historian. You know, they, in a sense, closed down your career. But in another sense, what I've done since then is much more, in a way, interesting and relevant. You know, the sort of conspiracy theory and who's running our world. And in fact, the kind of stuff you've written books about. This is what people really want to hear about. So perhaps being chucked out of academia like that was, you know, was a blessing in disguise.
Indeed. Although I'm sure it was terrible when you were just summarily dismissed with one day notice, and this happened in April of 2008. But as you say, it really became a blessing in disguise. And since then, you've done some remarkable things and continue to do remarkable things. And I think in the long run, it's more important that we know the truth about things. And so we both kind of, you know, do our thing and try and share what we discover. And what
when I first started off, I'd never had much interest in World War II. You know, I didn't go to war movies and it wasn't really my bag. And I got fascinated by the study of the idea that residual cyanide that's still in the walls today of the old labour camps and makes them a lovely blue colour with iron cyanide, that is the best memory the human race has now got for how the cyanide gas was used 70 years ago. the idea of a chemical proof of this, or a chemical angle on this whole story, I found it rather fascinating, and it seemed to me exactly what a science historian ought to be doing. You know, that's what I was trained to do, wasn't it? You know, to ascertain how technology was used in the past, and I still feel that. I still feel it's, but obviously it's totally taboo, and there's no science historian in the Western world, or not in the Anglo-American world, that will go anywhere near the subject of how and why the delousing granules of zyklon were used in World War II.
Exactly, and I mean there were gas chambers, but they were little. They were for clothes, and you've certainly on your website whatreallyhappened.info. I mean, on the right hand side, you have so many files and so much evidence. You have lists of handbooks. I mean, there's been so much written about this subject.
That was quite a scoop, Diana. First of all, we got a scoop which basically no one else had used before, of these amazing British intelligence decrypts that, you know, for at least 13 months in World War II, British intelligence was been secretly eavesdropping on all the German labour camps, getting their regular messages, reports, which they didn't know were being listened to, when they were quite optimistic, thought they might be winning the war, and all the messages showing how, you know, Jews were perfectly respected and were sent from one camp to another and were used for their labour skills. They're valued for the particular skills that they had, for the huge industrial projects they had, especially at Auschwitz. There was no hint whatever in the extermination programme. And I was baffled. You know, we went over, it's actually in the west of London, a place called the Public Record Office in Kew that's got these nice crinkly old papers, you know, from the World War II, marked top secret at the top. And it was a big, terrific thrill to read these. And I just couldn't believe that historians weren't interested in it, because obviously it didn't show any sign of the Holocaust. And about the only historian who did comment on it, almost, he apologised on the British radio for British intelligence failing to notice the Holocaust, you know. There wasn't any sign of it going on in these decrypts. But what these decrypts do show is an efficient and very urgent attempt to cope with the impact of the typhus epidemic, and urgent commands going out from top-level command that mortality in the camps must be reduced at all costs. And these are the documents that do really exist, that improved hygiene and improved nutrition must be applied to decrease the mortality. This is, we're talking about the autumn of 1942 here, okay? After the big typhus epidemic hit the Auschwitz camp in the middle of 42, and they successfully got the mortality rate right down. By next year, 43, it was right down. And so this was a successful use of hygiene technology. And, you know, it's hard to believe that we live in a world where nobody wants to hear about that. You know, oh, God, oh, don't tell me that. No. You know, they don't want to hear about the Holocaust. They want their favourite nightmare, don't they? Hello? Oh, no. Diana? Oh, no. Diana? Oh no, what's happened? Hello, Diana? Where's he gone? Where have you gone?
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Nicholas Kollerstrom, and he is the author of Breaking the Spell, The Holocaust, Myth, and Reality. It was published in December of 2014. It's a fabulous book. It goes through all of the ramifications, all of the issues that you can imagine, and I think it's just a terrific book. And the website is whatreallyhappened.info. I implore you to look at that website, go through a lot of the links there, and you're going to be super, super educated. And of course, our listeners are very well educated anyway. So anyway, you were talking about Trump and the fact that he didn't mention the Jews on Holocaust Day.
Yeah, right. I mean, cool. That's quite a shot in the arm, wasn't it? I think that's brilliant. I'm a bigger fan of Trump, I must say, you know. I don't know if politicians can mention this. You have now voted for the American Freedom Party, which sounded great. I'd like to see a party calling for all Holocaust funding to go to Native Americans, okay? They're the real Holocaust victims, and don't send a penny to Israel. Sending money to Israel is a complete mistake. All they do is bring you new wars. They screw up your country, manipulate you, and teach you illusion and unreality in your schools. Whereas if you fund and support Native Americans, that they will teach you how to live in peace and how to respect the land.
Yes, it's very interesting too that if you look up the UN sanctions against various countries. You'll find that the UN has like 177 sanctions against Israel, and there is one against Palestine. And on the news, we've been hearing about how Iran, oh my gosh, we've got to sanction Iran because of what they're doing over there. And I'm thinking, hey, what about sanctioning Israel? If you have 177 gripes against Israel, how come we never hear about that on the news?
No, I don't know what Iran is supposed to have done wrong. You know, they're an ancient, flourishing culture, lives in peace with its neighbours, doesn't start any wars. I'd have thought America would want good relations with Iran, especially if it wants to be friendly with Putin, you know.
Exactly.
But the idea of Trump wanting to be friendly with Putin and demonising Iran is kind of impossible. You know, it's a kind of theatrical posture, you can't work out. But still, you know, he's only just learning the ropes. And I think he's great, you know. I saw every day when I hear what he's done, you know. And so I think it must be an exciting time to live in America. And I'm sure he'll get a lot of right answers.
Huh. Sure. You know, the other thing, too, is the wall that they have built in Jerusalem. I mean, that wall is to keep the Palestinians from... They're walling in the Palestinians is what they're doing, and keeping them from going to their jobs, keeping them from accessing basic essential things that they need. It's pretty awful.
It's important to appreciate that they have unbearable, but their ultimate shield and defense is the story of the Holocaust. That is always the way they deflect any criticism from the Goyim, that's us, and turn it into guilt, a never-ending river of guilt. And we need a culture that will not accept that guilt and will have real history instead of that, this crappy guilt stories and believing what you see in films. Let's have a bit of real history, fearless history, and that is called revisionist history, okay? The revisionists are people who aren't afraid to change the official story and want to look to see what really happened. And it's important in America that it's very unfortunate that you got dragged into those European wars fighting Germany. You know, it was very much, both wars, very much Jewish pressure that did it. Would have been much better if you hadn't. But though you did, I mean, things you have to be ashamed of are the death camps, okay? It was Eisenhower who ran the death camps. Over a million Germans were put into a big field at the end of the war, and they were allowed to starve. It's unbearably horrific. I think Eisenhower was Jewish, wasn't he?
You know, it's out about whether or not he's Jewish or not. Some people say he's German.
Well, let's leave that. But they were left to starve, and locals were not allowed to feed them.
Right. And it wasn't just one death camp. It was 200, and they were called encampments. They were just bare fields.
Yeah. Okay, and how many would you say in those camps?
Oh, gosh, 1.5, I would assume.
Right, 1.5,
okay.
Yeah.
We're going out to a quick break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Deanna, and our guest today, the first hour, is Dr. Nicholas Kahlerstrom, and he is the author of Breaking the Spell, The Holocaust, Myth and Reality. And we're talking about the encampments that Eisenhower put up, and we never hear about those in the media, and there were 200 of them.
And I mean, not only was it a most frightful crime, but it was going on, was it not, at the same time as the Nuremberg trials. So
yes. This
was incredible depth, amazing depth of utter hypocrisy. They were making up these fictional death camps in Germany. They were, as you point out, torturing the defeated Germans, which is utterly prohibited in all international law. And, you know, they all got their testicles smashed in. They all got threatened that their families would be, at risk unless they went along with the story. And that they tried to get them to confess to these idea of a monstrous crime of wiping out Jews, which there's no documentary evidence of whatsoever. And this act of absolute sort of judicial terrorism was taking place while the real death camps were in process by Eisenhower of letting leave the defeated Germans just out in fields without any shelter and without any food. I mean, that's a most amazing, apart from the cruelty, the sheer hypocrisy of that. Is quite breathtaking.
Indeed, indeed. And then there were a lot of Germans who died, who were fleeing from countries and trying to get back to safety, what they thought was safety in Germany. And so we're talking millions of Germans who perished.
There were also Poles driving out Germans from land that they wanted to claim, which traditionally had Germans in it. So there was a mass exodus of Germans from the land that the Poles had claimed. As you say, there were far more Germans died than any other country in the war. The only thing kids hear about these days is the Holocaust. It's the only bit of World War II they talk about, you know. In this country, it's the most heavily taught thing in the school syllabus. They get it rammed down their throats. And I would guess it's rather similar in America.
Absolutely. You know. In fact, teachers are regularly instructed on how to teach it. And when you get right down to it, the Holocaust is a religion. It's a religion, which you talk about in your book. Yeah. And so what they're doing is that they're mixing religion in the school system, only one religion, which is the Judaic religion, and talking about the Holocaust, and the teachers are teaching it. And not only that, but the Holocaust Museum was donated. It was public ground. It was donated. So, I mean, the whole thing is a great big farce. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Terrible what they've done.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the climate will change a bit. I think there's the hope. For example, we mentioned that film Denial. If you look at comments under any media report, you'll see most of them are angry and sceptical, you know. So I think there is a huge surge of people just no longer believing in this story and fed up with being manipulated by Israel and Jewish stories. I mean, I'd like to hope that we're coming into a time when people won't need Jewish stories for their history and we're prepared to look at what really happened.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing, too.
Maybe it goes on. I mean, if you look at Gilad Atzmon's view, which I quite like, in his book, The Wandering Jew, it's as if it's been going on for 3,000 years. I mean, you've got the fictional kingdoms of David and Solomon, right, in this 10th century BC, and very, very thorough excavation for 50 years. They failed to find any trace whatever. There's no trace of any records or anything whatever in the ground for the existence of these kingdoms at all, okay? And this is the main claim. You know, Jews nowadays make a claim for Greater Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates.
Right, right.
You know, they claim that is based on an ancient kingdom they used to have, which was the kingdoms of David and Solomon. Well, sorry, but that's absolutely fiction, and it's very damaging, mentally damaging, to have these fictional stories muddled up with history, as if they were history, you know.
Exactly.
And it's given to you as religion. David and Solomon. I wonder if this is the same sort of thing that we're getting with the Holocaust, that Jews weave these stories and then expect the goyim to believe it, you know. They're upset and offended. They pretend to be Semitic. They always use this word Semitism, anti-Semitism. And the Jews we've got here in America and England are Ashkenazi, and they're not Semitic at all. They're Khazars. They've got no basis for using that word, anti-Semitic. It's just fictional. Just the word Holocaust. They've got no business using that. That word means a fiery sacrifice. And there's nothing... There's no fiery sacrifice involved in the alleged gassing of Jews that didn't happen. So it's a technique of manipulation which very much involves misuse of language and thought control with illusory history. So I think we have the courage to claim real history, and that is a terribly important struggle.
Well, when you look at fire and what the Holocaust, the word actually means, you could say, make the claim that the Germans were the ones that were Holocausted because of the bombing and the horrific bombing and they used where they would just get a wind tunnel going and they would burn just everything to a crisp. I mean, the buildings and people, I mean, they were just burned them to death.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the greatest crime ever conceived by the mind of man, you know, to drop 2.5 million tons on the citizens of Central Europe and incinerate them. An official policy of targeting working class areas because you got more, the homes were smaller, so you got more families wiped out per bomb. And that, as you say, that was the Holocaust. If you want to use words properly, that was the Holocaust of World War II. Anything to feel guilt, about that crime. It's a war that Germany didn't start, did anything it could to avoid, made a whole lot of reasonable, decent peace offers all the way through World War II, actually, a non-stop cascade of peace offers for war that didn't start and didn't want. The Brits are just... Britain and America, you're given this comic book demonic image of pure evil, and why is that necessary? It's necessary to cover up the horror of what our policy actually was, of city eradication, you know?
Right. And Hitler did have a lot of peace plans, and he offered many, many options, and no, it was just wanted
war. I see on your website, you recommend that book, The Bad War, don't you, by King? And I think that's, do you? I thought you did.
Probably on one of the websites, yes.
I just mentioned that goes through this sense of or different peace offers, you know. And I think possibly the most important one that everyone needs to just get a grip on is in 1934, Hitler made a non-aggression pact with Poland, right? To guarantee the borders of Poland and accept that they had got all that land they grabbed at the end of the First World War, with Germans living in it. They said, this is ours, this is Poland now. And they had no right to do that. That treaty of 1934 accepted that situation. Said, okay, this is the boundary, we accept it. You know, all we ask is that Germans in it are treated respectfully. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Sure.
But if that treaty could have been allowed to stand, there would have been no war.
Right. Well, the website that I recommend regarding Hitler's peace plans is hitlerspeaceplans.com. And this is very good. You might want hitlerspeaceplans.com, written by Mark R. Elsas. And he did an extremely incredible job. Took him quite a long time to compile this, but he's very accurate. And hitlerspeaceplans.com is what I would recommend for all the listeners.
It's no apostrophe. Is it just all one?
All one. hitlerspeaceplans.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah. All right.
He goes through each one and talks about each one, and it's a must read.
All right, cool. There you go. Yes.
In my third book, I've written a little bit about. It's like 700 pages, but I talk about World War II, and talk about all the census records, and I talk about just about everything regarding the war, and where the Jews were hiding during the war. And it's kind of amazing that when the Russians were, or the Soviets, I'm not going to say Russians, when the Soviets were moving east, that they took all the food and all of the production capability, they just, you know, it was a scorched earth policy. So they took everything, even away from their own people. And so when the Germans went into those areas that the Soviets left, the Germans were feeding these people, were feeding the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking care of people that the Soviets had taken away all their food. And yet the Germans did the proper right thing and made sure that these people had food to eat.
But you always hear that there's 10 million old people, whatever, died as a result of Germany invading Russia. That's what we're told.
Yeah, we're told a lot of stuff. I mean, and you mention in your book, you talk about how the Soviets, they came into Auschwitz, and they're the ones that liberated the camp. Huh. Yeah. So they took all, they got all the records. So where are those records now? And, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, after grabbing all the records, they then put out the 4 million dead story.
Yes, which is, yes.
Amazingly, you know, it was at least 100 times more above the actual deaths. And people believed them because they thought, oh, they've got the records. And that 4 million dead went straight into the Nuremberg total of 6 million, as you can imagine.
Yes.
And so we had a post-war world based on absolute fiction, or fictional evil, fictional notion of evil, which meant that whatever the point of the war was, we couldn't discuss it because there was a totally dishonest story woven, which blocked and prevented honest discussion of what the point of that war was. That is the terrible... The terrible reality, and we kind of live in a world now where nobody can stop the war. You get non-stop wars because of endless illusory demonizing of all sorts of people who need to be bombed for whatever reason.
Exactly. I mean, it's now the U.S. military is bombing Syria, and for what? For why? What for reason
why?
Are they doing? Yes.
What are they doing? What are they doing? Well, some crappy, illusory, demonized image that they've been told, which is probably, it just falls apart in the light of day. Might as well say, why did they invade Iraq? They were told to. But maybe for this culture to be resolved and overcome, we need to go back to the great wars of Europe, where British American so-called intelligence had the function, for the first time ever, of officially brewing up lies. And the terrible logic was, after World War One, diabolical, hellish lies were brewed up, and then they were all discredited at the end of the war. Not a single one of them had been true, right? And then they said to the British military, or rather the British government, look, we helped you win the war, didn't we? And in a horrible sense, that was true, because they give the motive for young men to hate and go out and kill.
Sure.
Because they believe, they don't realise their own government is lying to them. So they believe the horrible stories, and so the brewing up of diabolical lies by British intelligence is ratified with the story, oh, you know, we helped you win the war, didn't we? So that is then repeated in the Second World War. More diabolical lies, and because that couldn't be exposed, Nuremberg then sanctified the propaganda and made it compulsory to believe it and destroyed Germany so thoroughly that it had to accept the Allies' propaganda in its constitution, the fake Nuremberg story. And because of that post-war settlement, we're in a situation where so-called intelligence and its skill in brewing up diabolical horror stories to make a fake enemy is a permanent part of our culture now, you know, and that is the kind of horrific reality, which
right.
That is why I urge all people of goodwill to try and get to the truth of what happened in these great wars and what the hell was the point of fighting them, who started them, who wanted them,
and who benefits, who's the benefactor,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we can all see Germany was smashed to bits by it. Germany was the Christian heart of Europe. It was a glorious and profound culture, and we can see now it's disintegrating. You know, the pressure, whatever the point of World War II was to break up Germany, it's, as it were, still working. Germans kind of hate themselves now. They're incapable of self-respect.
Well, yeah, because of what they call the denazification program. I mean, the Allies went in, burned all the books that were written after 1933. They took away all the teachers. They took over the media. And so the guilt is felt by many, many Germans. And it's sad. And, you know, the media here in this country, I wanted to bring this point up, the media lately has been saying, oh, we can't have this ban on these people. We cannot have this ban. And yet it's okay to bomb them. It's okay to bomb these people, but heaven help us, we cannot ban them. I mean, we shouldn't be doing either one. I mean, they wouldn't be coming to this country if we weren't bombing their countries to smithereens.
Yeah, it's a sort of, somehow nightmare logic. Well, okay, well, let's try to get towards a sense of remedy, Diana. We don't want to depress our listeners. Can we have conferences? Can we look forward to truth conferences where this thing can be discussed, okay? And let me make a suggestion here. I don't know if you get on at all with Jim Fetzer. Is he okay by you, Diana, or not?
We have a difference of opinion in one thing, but...
Yeah. He's done some books, something called Moonrock Books, and I contribute to them.
We're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, we are back, and our guest this first hour is Dr. Nicholas Kahlerstrom. And he is the author of Breaking the Spell, The Holocaust, Myth, and Reality. And I think it's a fantastic book to share with friends, relatives, and it's very educational. and people need to read it. They need to understand that the Holocaust did not happen, and they need to learn about it. And
yeah,
that's
well, thanks, yeah, thanks, Diana. I like to think of what the point of my book is. It's a way of giving you courage to bring up the subject with your mates. So you're in the pub,
yes.
You know, you've been talking about the usual boring old subjects one more time, and you wonder, do you dare to go to this deep topic, which is risky? You risk, as Diana said, you risk losing your friends if it goes wrong, okay? And there are ways of bringing up the subject, I try to suggest. For example, just using the colours blue and pink, okay? Nobody's really going to get scared by the colours blue and pink, right? You point out to them, well, of course, the actual gas chambers in the labour camps where the gas was actually used were a lovely turquoise blue colour, because the you know, that's where the cyanide was actually used. And the what are shown to tourists as gas chambers never have any of this blue colour, you know, because the cyanide wasn't used there. And so the blue, which you can go and visit now, is in the walls of the little delousing chambers. You know, I find that a fairly accessible way. If you talk about chemical concentrations, when most people have got a complete mind blackout on the subject anyway, you know, you're going to lose your audience very quickly. But talk about the lovely blue colour, and then pink. Come on to pink, right? Cyanide deaths. What is the sign of a cyanide person killed by cyanide? Well, that's pretty damn easy to tell. A cyanide gas body is a bright, shocking pink colour, right?
Right.
And it's due to the denial of oxygen by the cyanide. It combines with the blood, the hemoglobin and stuff, and oxygen cannot get through your body when it comes into the lungs, and you end up, after death struggle, end up a bright pink. And you just say, does anyone here remember a story of any bright pink corpse seen in any German labour camp? Was there any report at Nuremberg of bright pink bodies? And just say casually, oh yeah, they got the science badly wrong there, didn't they? They made out that the bodies had a bluish pallor or black or sometimes green, and they just got the colour wrong, didn't they? So I suggest that is could be a fairly innocuous way of introducing the subject. I mean, there is science behind it, you know. For example, you might bring up that one third of the Holocaust was supposedly carbon monoxide, okay? The gassing, were people gassed, especially at Treblinka, for example, with carbon monoxide? You might want to say, well, there again, by a sort of coincidence, carbon monoxide also, you also get a pink body, you get carboxyhemoglobin formed in the blood, it combines with the hemoglobin, and again, in a slightly different manner, oxygen can't get through, and you get pink bodies. I think that's a nice, non-threatening way of bringing up the subject, you know, that's factual. In a way, you want to avoid using the big keywords that promote hysteria, okay? Jew, Hitler, Auschwitz, you know. Be careful of those big keywords, Holocaust. And if you just talk about the colours blue and pink, you should be able to keep your friends fairly relaxed, you know.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Diana.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.